Pastor, and the title of this morning's sermon is Hope in the Midst of Suffering, the Resurrected Lord.
弟兄姐妹，非常高兴在空中和大家一起相聚。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be able to meet you online.
我们也非常欢迎新来的福音朋友。
And we open our arms to those who join us for the first time.
那今天是我们主耶稣得胜复活伟大的日子。
Today is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ rise from the dead, the day of his resurrection.
所以全世界的基督徒都在庆祝复活节。
Therefore, the entire world of Christians in Christendom will all together worship Easter.
这是我们信仰的核心。
This is the heart of the message of our belief.
也是我们的力量，我们的盼望。
It is also our strength and our faith.
在这里也特别感谢许多弟兄姐妹在这个疫情的困难当中仍然忠心的服侍主。
Now, but let me take this opportunity to thank all those brothers and sisters that during this pandemic period, they continue to worship God and be faithful.
特别是我们这个音响这个网站的小组。
Especially, I give thanks to our audiovisual team.
还有我们的这个儿童事工。
And also thanks to all those who serve in the children ministry.
还有我们这个疫情的资讯小组。
We also give thanks to the small team that we put up to give us information about the coronavirus.
我们发现小组在这时候产生很大的功用。
We have discovered that during this time of pandemic, the small group, the cell group ministry has thrived.
也求主纪念每一位小组长他们的辛劳。
Therefore, may the Lord remember the cell group leaders.
我们华人说这个患难见真情啊。
We have a Chinese saying that says, in times of emergency, we care for one another.
所以真是求主纪念你们在这个困难的时间忠心的侍奉，合一的侍奉。
Therefore, may God remember each and every one of you during this time that the service that you put in.
首先和大家来分享一个非常有趣的真实的小故事。
Well, let me first of all share with you a very real actual anecdote.
就是有一个人呢，他生性是非常乐观开朗的。
Once there was a man who is very optimistic.
就是到他去世的时候也是非常乐观的。
Even to the end of his life, he is very optimistic.
他就告诉他的家人说将来在我的墓碑上刻一句话就好了。
So he told his family that when after he passed away, just have one statement on his tombstone.
那他的老婆儿女就问他说到底要刻什么话呢？
So his wife and his children asked him, so what epitaph do you want on the tombstone?
他说就在我的墓碑上刻上一句哈 ,What a party!
Just put on the epitaph, what a party on my tombstone.
Oh, 这个很多人不理解是什么意思呢?
A lot of people do not understand what he's trying to convey.
其实这位老兄的意思就是,哇塞,将来在上面,哇,这个婚宴,这个 party 是多么精彩啊。
What he's trying to tell us is that when you go to heaven, there will be this wonderful party, this marriage in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个真实的事情啊。
This is a real incident.
虽然很有趣，但是也是完全合乎圣经的嘛。
Though it sounds a bit funny, but it is very biblical.
因为将来我们在上面有一个非常盛大、隆重、精彩的婚宴嘛。
For indeed there will be a wedding feast in heaven.
我们看见主耶稣迎娶这个新娘就是教会。
Well, one day we will see the Lord just open his arm to welcome the bride, and the bride, in this case, is the church.
教会就是我们嘛。
The church is us.
所以真的是非常合乎圣经的一个真理。
Therefore, it is absolutely biblical.
那我们知道现在全世界在这个疫情的威胁下压力大家都很大。
We are all living in a very pressurized time during this pandemic disease.
所以今年的复活节也没有办法像往常一样。
Therefore, this year's our Easter service this year is not going to be the same as in the past.
虽然不能像往常一样，大家在教堂里面聚集。
Even though it is different in the past where we come to the church to celebrate Easter.
但是重要是我们仍然心连着心，我们仍然在心里面，全世界的弟兄姐妹一起来庆祝敬拜这位伟大的主。
But the most important thing is that Christian brothers and sisters the world over come together in their heart to worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我想今天我们也不要再花时间去辩论主耶稣到底有没有复活。
Thus, I suggest let's forget about arguing did Jesus Christ come back to life.
因为今天信息的重点就是在苦难中的盼望就是复活的主。
The ultimate reason today is that we can see we are suffering. Suffering brings us close to God. We are in the midst of suffering.
很多人看到新闻。
A lot of people see in the news.
就是在意大利有很多人跪在地上悔改祷告呼求主。
In the nation of Italy, many came upon down on their knees to pray to God.
呼求主的怜悯还有主的医治嘛。
Asking God to have mercy on them and heal them.
我们知道在美国单单礼拜二一天就死了将近2000人。
And we have news that just on Tuesday alone, there were 1900 deaths registered.
所以这个病毒是非常迅速的要人的命。
This infection is really, it kills fast.
所以我们的确是活在一个极大的苦难当中。
Therefore, we all live in a very suffering time of suffering.
但是正因为苦难，就加速我们来呼求神。
But despite a time of sufferings, that has encouraged us to come before God.
正因为苦难，就催逼我们来亲近神嘛。
But sufferings urges us to cry to God.
这个很重要的。
It is very important.
因为平时呢，我们觉得我们好像不需要神。
Because in normal times, we got a feeling that we don't really need God.
因为很多人，这个世界上很多人都认为自己很厉害。
Had anything themselves.
但是苦难却敲醒了我们的脑袋。
But sufferings has awakened us.
就像一个当头棒喝一样。
Just like this is a timely reminder to us.
提醒我们真的需要神。
Reminding us that we indeed do need the Lord.
这一次只来了一个病毒，我们就受不了。
But this time, praise God, there's only one virus.
如果下一次来三个病毒，我们怎么办呢？
What if the next time there are three or more viruses? What are we going to do?
所以我们人要真的谦卑下来。
Therefore, let us come before the Lord with humility.
我们平时就要把神当作神来敬拜他，来尊荣他。
Let us really come before the Lord and commit to him who is the true God.
无论你是基督徒或者是慕道友也好。
Regardless of whether you are Christians or you are those who are seeking for the truth,
我想提醒你一句话。
I'd like to remind you of one thing.
就是我们每一个人，每一个人都是活在神的面前的。
Every single one of us live before God.
所以我们任何人的意念、动机、言语、行为都是活在神的面前。
So、every single thought that we have, every conduct that we have, we live it out before the Lord.
换句话说，神都看见了。
That means God sees everything.
因为神是全知、全在、全能的神嘛。
Because God knows everything. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient.
这提醒我们，上帝是又真又活、独一的真神。
So this is proof that our God is the one true God.
当然，神也告诉我们说，他以永远的爱来爱我们嘛。
Of course, God also let us know that He truly loves us.
神说他的意念是赐福的意念，不是降灾害的意念。
God wanted to remind us that He wants to love us and bless us, and not to send calamity into our world.
这就帮助我们认识神是一位良善恩慈的神。
This is proof that we have God that is loving and caring.
约翰福音十一章二十五节，我们来读一下。
Let's take a look at John 11 verse 25.
请耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die.
可见凡是相信耶稣的人必定复活。
What that means is whoever believes in God will one day be alive again.
而且永远不死。
And they will be alive for eternity.
更重要的是，我们将和我们的主耶稣永永远远在一起。
But ultimately, it tells us that we will be with our Lord forever and ever.
因为我们会领受一个新的荣耀的身体。
Because we will receive a glorious body.
这就是我们苦难中的盼望。
That is the hope in the time of sufferings.
人类终极的盼望不是我们能够征服太空。
Now, our main hope in mankind is not to conquer the space.
人类终极的盼望也不是我们将来能够移民到木星或者火星上去。
Our vision is not to one day immigrate to the planet of Mars or Mercury.
我希望大家不要受到这个电影《星际大战》的影响啊。
Please do not be affected by those Star Wars movies.
请原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
就好像一群自认为很聪明的蚂蚁，他们说他们要盖一栋两层楼的楼房一样。
Man is likened to a colony of ants trying to build a house.
难怪有人说人最大的问题就是不认识自己嘛。
No wonder someone has this to say. They,We do not know ourselves.
这是很大的悲剧。
What a tragedy.
因为我们不认识自己。
Because we do not know ourselves.
还有人说的妙。
Someone even have it more funnier.
说前一阵在疫情之下的中国的保安人员个个都成了哲学家。
And they mentioned that during this time of pandemic, the Chinese police force have all become the...Chinese philosophers.
因为在疫情之下，保安人员都会问同样的三个问题。
Because of this, during this pandemic time, this period, they keep on asking the three questions.
哎，我们看一下 PowerPoint 好吗
？Let's look at the PowerPoint.
啊，保安人员都会问说：“你是谁？你从哪里来？你要往哪里去啊？”
They keep on asking the age-old trifecta: Who are you?Where do you come from, and where are you heading?
这是大哲学家的千古三问嘛。
This is the age-old trifecta question asked by philosophers of the age before.
第一个问题就回应我们刚才所讨论的。
Now the first question responds to what we have discussed a moment ago.
我是谁
？Who am I?
我从哪里来呢？
Where do I come from?
我要往哪里去呢
？And where am I heading?
其实圣经老早就给我们答案了。
Actually, the Bible has already given us the answer.
就是我们人是按照神的形象造的。
For every man was created in the image of God.
原来上帝的良善恩慈全部在我们人的里面。
For God's goodness and kindness is all built into our lives.
但是很可惜，当亚当夏娃犯罪以后呢，整个都走样了。
Unfortunately, when men fall, all these things became out of shape.
最近一年多啊，很多人都不接这个电话。
In the last year, there are a lot of scam calls that people began to refuse taking those calls.
就是不认识的电话都不接了。
So if they look at the phone number that they do not recognize, they refuse to take it.
大家都知道原因了。
Do you know the reason?
因为一下是什么银行打来的，一下是大使馆打来的，一下是移民局打来的。
Yeah, it could be a call from the embassy, from the bank, even from the immigration.
其实全部都是诈骗电话嘛。
All those are scam calls.
那举一反三，这就说明了这是一个末世的现象。
Well, there's a lesson to learn. That is that this is the time that you reflect that we are in the end time.
将来会有更多的偷抢骗杀各种的乱象会出现。
There will be more to come, more murders, killings, and all these that make us fearful.
其实上帝看到人类的罪恶，他是非常非常难过的。
Our God is saddened by the fact that we have become so sinful.
如果以他公义的本性，可以在一分钟内把地上人类全部灭绝。
But in His righteous anger, God could have just in the stroke of His hand make us all disappear.
然后重新再来吗？
And then He can start the creation once again.
但是他并没有这么做。
Yet He did not do that.
那是因为在他的本性中，在上帝的本性中有极大极大的怜悯。
But our God is one who is merciful. He is merciful to all of us.
因着他自己的怜悯，也因着他爱他，按着他形象所造的人，所以没有灭绝。
And because of his merciful nature and his nature of love, he did not destroy us.
不但没有灭绝我们，而且他愿意来拯救我们。
Not only did he not annihilate us, he came to save us.
因此他就差遣他的独生子耶稣基督来到地上。
And for that reason, he sent his only son to come into our midst.
所以耶稣基督的生、死、复活、升天、再来，就是我们的福音嘛。
Therefore, the birth of Jesus Christ, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, and His second coming, all these become the substance of the gospel.
这就是神给人类的救恩嘛。
This is the salvation God has prepared for mankind.
其实整本福音，整本圣经就在讲神给人的福音。
The entire Bible talks about this gospel that God has given to mankind.
神不但爱我们，而且他真的要拯救我们。
Not only does God love us, He wants to save us.
问题是你要不要得救？
But the question is, do you want to be saved?
这个问题很重要。
That's a very important question.
就像今天，如果有人生病了
，Is give you an example. If someone is sick today.
谁都想得到医治嘛。
Every one of them who's sick will want to be healed.
因为大家都爱惜生命啊。
Because we all love life.
首先人要活着你才有希望嘛。
Because if there is only hope when there is life.
但是我们要认识到生命的源头是从神那里来的。
Now, but we must also understand the source of all life is from God.
所以这回答了刚才的千古三问嘛。
And so this kind of gave the answer to the trifecta question of age old.
我是谁？
The question of who am I?
原来是按照上帝的形象所造的。
We were created in God's image.
我从哪里来？
Where do I come from?
我的生命是上帝透过我的父母给我的。
My life was given to me through by God through my parents.
当然不要忘记，我的灵魂是上帝所赐给我的。
Don't forget that my soul was given to me by God Himself.
那将来我要往哪里去
？And in the future, where am I heading?
这个非常重要。
It's very important.
就算你很会。保养身体，就算你活到120岁，最后人还是要走。
Now, even if you know how to take care of yourselves properly and you live to be 120,
我们通常看到这个一般的悲剧呢，通常我们华人都会讲一句话。
Well, even when we saw a lot of people about this problem of aging, Chinese we will say this.
都会说, 你,
so when we pass away, the Chinese have this saying, well, let's maybe we should rest in peace.
一路走好到底是什么意思吗?
What is the meaning of rest in peace?
关键是你要走到哪里去, 那个才重要吗?
Ultimately, most important of all is, where will you be heading to?
圣经非常清楚告诉我们,
the Bible has a clear answer to us.
不是上面,
if not in heaven, then in hell.
那为什么信主人这么有福气呢?
Why do Christians, those who believe, have been so blessed?
因为我们知道我们要去哪里。
Or we know where we are going.
就像刚才的一开始那一个, 墓志碑上所写的。
Exactly as the epitaph that was on the tombstone.
我们将来要去那样一个, 新的耶路撒冷圣城。
We will be going to the New Jerusalem.
那今天我们之所以有奋斗的力量,
today we have the strength and the motivation to continue fighting.
是因为耶稣基督复活的这一个事实。
Because of the fact that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
所以耶稣基督的复活就给我们今生有力量，永生有奖赏。
Therefore, Jesus' resurrection renders to us strength in the present and glory in eternity.
首先我们明白我们的存在是有意义的嘛。
And we must also understand that our existence is, there's a significance in that.
我们不是今朝有酒今朝醉的人生。
We are not those who just spend our lives in wine and merry and happy.
我们的存在有意义，而且我们所做的也有永恒的价值。
Not only our life have significance, even the things that we do have significance.
那你会问说什么意思呢？
What does that mean, you ask?
因为我们是从现在就一直活到永永远远。
Because we will live from now until eternity.
永生不是人的肉体死亡以后才开始。
Eternal life does not begin after our body has died.
圣经说的永生是在我们那个悔改的那一刹那。 当我们认真悔改，心里承认，口里承认，心里相信，口里承认，耶稣是主的那个时候就有永生。The
Bible tells us that eternal life begins at the very moment when we confess our sins and accept Jesus as our Lord.
所以我们的存在跟我们所做的一切是有永恒的价值。
For that reason, what we do in our life has significance.
因此，任何基督徒只要是心里是为主而做的呢，就产生了非常重大的意义。
For that reason, every Christian, the things that every Christian do have significant meaning.
那基督徒呢，是透过服侍人去服侍神。
As a believer, we serve God by serving others.
因为主耶稣自己也讲过。
The Lord Himself has spoken.
主说他来了。 不是要受别人的服侍，乃是要去服侍别人。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus Himself has once said, He come not to be served, but to serve.
所以这样一个服侍的真理，就帮助我们不断的、努力的，而且是欢喜快乐去服侍别人。
So may this truth about service become part of our lives.
因为 耶稣基督复活的生命在我们的里面去不断的激励带领我们。Because
the power of Jesus' resurrection transforms our lives.
就是主复活的大能改变了我们的生命。The
power of Jesus' resurrection has completely changed our lives.
以至于我们能够越来越像主的荣美。That
we may be more and more Christ-like.
也就是说，我们的这个性情呢，就活出了基督的样式。Therefore,
our life, as we emulate Lord Jesus, our lives also become more and more like Him.
我举个例子说明一下。Let
me give you an example.
如果一对夫妻啊，他们结婚很久，而且非常的恩爱亲密。If
there is a married couple who are very loving to one another,
久而久之，你就发现他们夫妻两个人非常有默契啊。
after some time, you will notice that they have this tacit understanding of one another.
甚至两个人的气质，包括一些小动作，都非常的相似嘛。
Even their lives' ambitions and in their life.
哎呦，我们华人也常常说，哎，这两个真的好像夫妻脸啊，就是好像啊。
Well, Chinese have always this saying, oh, they look like one another.
相信大家都有看过啊这样的夫妻嘛。
I'm sure you have come across married couples like that.
丈夫和妻子不仅仅是互补而已。
Married couples not only have one another.
而且他们生命的数字也非常非常的相像。
And they have a lot of similarities, things that are common in their lives.
想一想看，这是不是很奇妙的事情呢？
Isn't this very, very wonderful?
所以照样，当我们说我们效法耶稣的时候，
So in the same time, when we say we emulate Jesus,
我们追求他的话，我们顺服圣灵的带领。
We are after his words, and we allow the Spirit to guide us.
那久而久之呢，我们就被他改变了。
After some time, we will be transformed by God.
以前脾气暴躁的人，容易发脾气的人，现在就变得温柔多了。
Of those who have bad tempers in the past, has become gentle.
以前是大男人主义的，现在会自动自发的去洗碗了。
Once the male chauvinist, now he has changed to someone who willingly do the dishes at home.
以前是啰里啰嗦、唠唠叨叨的妇女，现在安静多了。
Women who used to have talk a lot, they now become more quiet.
这些都见证了我们的生命在不知不觉中被主所改变了。
It's the proof that slowly and slowly our life has beenTransformed by the
我相信大家不仅看过一些见证，可能你自己也经历过这样的改变。
I'm sure not only have you read and heard about this testimony, you can even find in your own life that it has been transformed that way.
哇，以前牧师请你侍奉，你老是推三阻四的。
Like for example, in the past, when the pastor tries to convince you to be more active in church service, you always say you always decline.
现在你会主动的跑来问牧师说，教会有没有什么事情我可以做的？
But now you take the initiative to ask, is there anything in the church that I can help?
而且现在的你侍奉起来非常的认真负责。
And now when you serve with a real conviction.
为什么会有这么大的改变呢？
Why is there such a huge transformation?
因为你认识了这一位复活的主。
Because you have experienced the living God.
当你知道你所做的是蒙主纪念的时候，
When you know that what you do will be remembered by the Lord.
你就有持续不断的动力继续为主而做。
That will give you the motivation to continue to serve him.
别人没有看见没有关系。
Whether others will notice that or not is not important.
主，牧师没有看见也没有关系。
Even your pastors have not noticed that is okay.
因为只要主看见就够了。
Most important is the Lord sees what you are doing.
因为主会纪念你所做的，在他永恒的国度里。
For He will remember you in His eternal kingdom.
这太好了。
Oh, this is wonderful.
所以我们没有白做。
So we have not done this in vain.
而且这一点都不功利。
And this is not for any ulterior motive.
因为这是我们的本分。
Because it is our duty as Christians.
我举个例子来说明一下。
Give an example.
就像一个孩子把他当做的功课把他做好。
It's just like, it's likened to a child who has completed all his homework assignment.
他平时好好读书，他考试考的当然也不错嘛。
He becomes studious in his studies, and his exam results is pretty good.
啊，成绩拿回家，啊，爸爸妈妈很高兴啊。
And when he brought back his grades, school grades to his parents are very happy about it.
Oh, 爸爸妈妈以他的孩子为荣嘛。
Oh, they feel proud of the child.
甚至还给他啊冰淇淋作为奖赏。
And they will even give him a chocolate ice cream as a reward.
小孩子当然很高兴啊。
Of course, the kid is very happy.
其实学生把他的功课做好是他当尽的本分。
But actually, it is merely a duty that the child must perform.
所以照样天父也是这样恩待我。
And it is the same with our gracious God.
勤劳一点的，忠心到底的，神就给我们更多的奖赏。
For those who have continually served and be faithful in their service, God knows.
所以我们理解到神的恩典真的是很大很大。
Therefore, we through this we realize that God is great with His and gracious to us.
我们来复习一下哥林多后书的四章十七节。
Let's take a look at Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17.
好，请我们这个至暂至轻的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
这里用一个对比的方式。
Here is a contrast compare.
提醒我们这个至暂至轻的苦处。
It is talking about our sufferings.
Yeah, 就是暂时的而已。
It is momentary, it's short period.
但是经历过这个苦处为要就是目的要成就极重无比永远的什么荣耀。
The reason that we have to go through these sufferings and miseries because of the eternal glory that awaits us.
所以说所有的苦难它只是一个过程而已。
So all this is just like a stage that we have to go through.
当我们能够靠着主能够熬过这一个艰难的过程，我们就会得到极重无比、永远，我强调永远的荣耀。
And it allows us to learn as we go through these sufferings and troubles so that we can learn from that and then we can await and then we can see the eternal glory awaits us.
所以我们真的在这个疫情的威胁下，我们要互相鼓励。
No, especially in this time of pandemic disease, we have to encourage one another.
我们已经是基督的精兵了。
Well, we are already the army of God.
我们已经穿上了神所赐的全副军装。
We have already put on the armor of God.
所以撒旦所有的攻击通通没有用。
So all the attacks from Satan has no effect on us.
因为这个在属灵的世界里面，我们已经得胜了。
Well, we have achieved victory in this spiritual battle.
因为主耶稣给我们证实了。
Because the Lord Jesus given us the truth.
耶稣基督的复活，他就败坏那个掌死权的撒旦。
Yeah, the power of Jesus' resurrection has conquered death.
耶稣基督复活的大能就彻底粉碎了撒旦的势力。
And the power of resurrection has completely shattered the power of Satan.
所以给全世界凡是属于主的人就有盼望，就有力量。
And that gives hope to all those who believe in Jesus.
这是我们庆祝复活节的最大原因。
That is the main reason we celebrate Easter Sunday.
那么当然在实际的生活当中我们也要求神给我们智慧。
Now, of course, in actual life, we must also ask God for wisdom from above.
因为在疫情之后很多的情况会改变。
Well, there will be a lot of changes after this pandemic is over.
比方说现在实体的商店就会越来越少了。
Well, for example, a lot of stores that we see today will become less and less.
有人开玩笑说现在最大的赢家是 Amazon.
Someone has commented that the greatest store nowadays is Amazon.
将来的网购也是会越来越发达。
Yeah, online shopping will become more and more important.
整个的经济的架构都会改变了。
And the entire economic structure will also change.
将来的社会 需要大量的 AI 人才。
In the near future, artificial intelligence will be this future.
更多的公司肯定走向自动化的系统。
And a lot of companies will move toward a system automation.
因为机器人不怕病毒。
Because the robots and computers, they are not afraid of the virus.
机器人也不会请病假。
And the robots will not ask for a sick day off.
所以这个物流业肯定非常的发达。
So, and then the logistic business will also thrive.
同时很多的行业会慢慢慢慢消失。
And a lot of traditional business models will fade away.
因此你就需要早一点准备。
So let us equip ourselves and be ready.For the change.
如果你是蓝领阶级的 blue collar 蓝领阶级、
Well, for those of you who are blue collars,
那你要不要考虑去学一个技术，好像修车的技术呢？
Maybe you should be thinking about some car repair skills.
啊，或者去学一个理发啊，这个美容的技术呢？
Or how about some coiffure and hair cutting?
如果你是白领阶级的
，If you are the white collars，
那你要不要好好祷告？可能要考虑要转换跑道呢
？Maybe you should pray about looking for other forms of jobs。
举一反三，就是求神早一点帮助你看见，早一点开始学习。
So this will kind of remind us to let's start to look at to accept the change that will be coming.
因为将来不论是教育、经济、科学、医疗各方面都会产生一个巨大的一个变化。
There will be tremendous change in the near future in the era of education, in medicine, in business.
那在这个过程当中，很多的家庭也会面临考验。
And even there will be a lot of challenging moments in the family as well.
哦，现在美国政府还可以暂时帮一下。
那 currently, the government, the United States government is trying their best to help.
但是你如果没有工作，或者你接下来的一年、两年、三年都没有工作，美国政府也没有办法一直帮助你。
Now, if you continue to be out of job for this year and next year, well, there's limit to how much the government can help you.
对牧师，你鼓励你好好祷告，寻求。
So I, as your pastor, would encourage you to really come before God and pray.
甚至教会也会产生一些不同的一种变化。
So that because there will also be changes in the church.
我们可能要更多的去关心我们的福音朋友。
I pray that there will be more who will reach out and care for our friends.
更多的关心我们这个城市的。不论是华人还是讲英文的人。
And we begin to pray for those in our community, whether they are Chinese speaking or they are non-Chinese.
而且我们需要主动的去关心帮助他。
But most important, we must take the initiative to go and care for them.
其实这就是主耶稣在地上设立教会的目的。
This is the very aim.When the Lord Jesus set up the church,
教会不能一直关在四面墙的里面。
The church must not stay inside the four walls.
教会必须要走出去。
We must go out of this wall.
因为人心所需要的关怀和祷告是不能够用机器代替。
Because this need for care in the human heart cannot be replaced with machineries.
弟兄姐妹，还有福音朋友们
，My dear brothers and sisters, and those who seek after the truth，
我们的确活在一个动荡不安的社会里面。
Indeed, we live in this world of this chaotic world。
所以我们实在需要主耶稣的帮助。
For this, the more we need the help from Jesus。
我们的祷告绝对不能松懈。
We must not slack in our prayer。
而且凡是相信耶稣是从死里复活的主，这样的人，他的祷告就继续不断的更加有力。
For those who believe, who truly believe that Jesus resurrected from death, they will have strength to continue.
因为即使将来面对更大的苦难，我们仍然凭着信心往前走。
Because in the future, when we will see more sufferings, we will have the strength to continue forward.
因为我们相信那位从死里复活的主，天上地下一切的权柄都是属于他。
For we believe that all power and authority to the world from above will be for those who believe in God and Jesus' resurrection.
再说主耶稣本来就是从天上来到地上的主。
Now, of course, we know that Jesus is from heaven and he's the Lord.
彼得、约翰、雅各他们在山上看见耶稣变相的时候。
If you remember, Peter, John and James, when they were on the mountain and they witnessed the transfiguration.
他们同时也看见了另外两个人。
In this transfiguration, they saw Jesus and two other people.
顺便考一考大家。
Let me test you.
另外两位是谁呢？
Who are the two that they saw?
摩西，很好。还有呢？
Moses.
以利亚。
And Elijah.
很有趣的就是这新约的三个门徒，他怎么知道出现在耶稣旁边那个是摩西，那个是以利亚嘞。
Interestingly, the three disciples of Jesus, how would they know that the two persons who stood beside Jesus, one was Moses and the other Elijah?
因为摩西至少死了1000多年以上了。
Because Moses is already dead for at least 1500 years.
这三个门徒啊，新约的这个彼得、约翰、雅各。不仅看见主原有的荣耀，而且看见死了很久的摩西和以利亚。
Because the three disciples have seen not only the glory of Jesus Christ, but they also see the glory of Moses and Elijah.
那我讲这个故事的目的是什么？
Now what is the reason that I tell this example?
这个从死里复活不是在新约才开始的吗？
So this resurrection from the dead does not start in the New Testament.
在旧约的时候就已经发生了。
It happened even during the Old Testament time.
所以让我在连带下面啊，我常常讲的这个救恩的三部曲。
I always talk about the three steps of the salvation.
好，我们有这个 PowerPoint 哈，我们大家来读一下好不好啊？一起来请。
Let's read from the PowerPoint.
得救。得胜、得赏、救恩三部曲。
Redemption, victory, and reward. This is the threefold of salvation.
得救是第一步。
The first step is to be redeemed.
但是基督徒不能停在得救的第一步而已。
But Christians must not stop at just redemption.
因为神的心意要我们成为一个得胜的基督徒。
Because the Lord wants us to continue to lead a victorious life.
然后因为我们的忠心，我们的摆上服事，将来我们就得到主的奖赏。
And coupled with our faithfulness in service, we will receive a reward.
所以得救、得胜、得赏是救恩的全部的一个三部曲。
So this is the threefold salvation, the substance of salvation, redemption, victory, and reward.
凡是为主摆上更多的门徒。
So those who have put up themselves to serve the Lord.
好像历世历代许多忠心的圣徒当然得到神更多的奖赏。
Especially those who in the past, especially those mentioned in the Bible, they will receive more rewards from the Lord.
这也显出了神是公平的神。
That shows us that our Lord is one who is fair.
请大家继续来看帖后一章11-12节。
Let's look at the Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
好，我们用中文一起来哈，请来。因此，我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召。又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和 和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，我们回到十一节。
Let's go back to verse 11.
好，特别十一节的下半节。
And the later part of verse 11.
这里讲到这个又用大能，又用大能成就我们一切所羡慕的良善等等。
And it says that by his power, he may bring to fruition our desire for goodness and every deed.
请问是谁的大能呢？
Whose power is that?
当然是神的大能嘛。
Of course, it's the power of God.
我们要靠着神的大能来帮助我们能够有良善，而且有更多的信心。
We must depend on God's power to become, to have goodness.
好，然后因为这样，请继续看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
这里很重要。
It's important here.
说叫我们主耶稣的名在我们身上得到荣耀。
We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you.
主耶稣怎么得到他的荣耀呢？
How do we receive this glory?
因为我们所做的，他就得到荣耀。
Because of what we did in our lives, Jesus' name may be glorified.
但是下面一句话更特别。
And the following is even more exceptional.
说你们就是我们这些信徒呢，也在他的身上，在耶稣的身上得着荣耀。
And here it says, and you in him. So that means we are also glorified according to the grace of our God and Jesus Christ.
意思就是神要给我们的奖赏。
This is the reward that God is going to give us.
我举个例子来说明。
Give an example.
就好像这个老师发奖状给这个优秀的学生一样。
Just like a teacher is giving a reward of excellence to a student.
学生很高兴他觉得是老师教得好嘛。
Well, we should be happy because the teacher has been diligent in his teaching.
这个荣耀是老师的，老师很会教啊。老师这个他懂得怎么样教，所以学生一听就懂学生认为老师很棒。
Because the teacher has been good in his teaching methods, that's why the teacher should get his award.
但是老师呢？
What about the teacher?
这个老师觉得这个学生学得很好
But the teacher thinks the student himself has done a great job.
老师认为这个学生这个学习能力很强，一讲他就懂他的反应真快，学得特别好。
Well, the teacher believes that this kid is very intelligent and he's smart and he's quick in his learning.
所以老师就颁奖状给这个优秀的学生。
So the teacher gave him this award of excellence.
你看，老师也开心，学生也开心，所以是双赢嘛。
So you see that the teacher is happy and the student is happy. It's a win-win situation.
我们的敬拜，我们对别人的服侍，我们的爱心，使主得着他当得的荣耀。
Our goodness and our kindness is because of the glory of Jesus Christ.
神也不是一个小气的神，神也愿意把他的荣耀分给我们嘛。
And God is not one who keeps the glory to himself. He is willing to share his glory with all of us.
就是将来神给我们忠心服侍人的奖赏。
And this is the reward that the Lord will give us in the future because of a faithful service to him.
那你说牧师你讲这个话有没有根据了呀？
Well, you might ask me, do you have proof of this, Pastor?
还有啊。
Of course,
我们看一下这个提后四章的七到八节。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8.
提摩太后书四章这里是大家很熟悉保罗年老时候所说的话。
I'm sure you are familiar with this passage. It was written by Paul in his old age.
好，我们一起来读一下七节八节请来。那美好的仗我已经打过了。当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。注意，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
我们就看第八节就行了。
Let's look at verse 8.
因为大家都知道保罗的一生是一位至死忠心的门徒。
We're all aware that the Lord, Paul the apostle,He is one who is very faithful in his service.
他说，从此以后有公义哈，注意公义的冠冕哦，冠冕为保罗存留嘛。
And he commented that there will be the crown of righteousness in store for him.
这就是我刚才讲的。
That's what I mentioned just now.
得救，得胜，得赏。
That's what I say to the, of the threefold salvation, redemption, victory, and reward.
看见没有？
Remember that?
我们知道在地上啊，如果这个有人得了诺贝尔奖啊，那是不得了的大事。
Well, that's what well people who repeat that again.
诺贝尔奖。
诺贝尔。哦 ，Nobel, Mr. Nobel, yeah, it's like a Nobel Peace Prize that we receive.
在地上已经是很了不起的。
If on Earth this prize is absolutely the best.
但是问题是一百年、两百年以后，可能也没有太多人记得。
I guess 100 years from now, it may not be worth anything.
但是在天上。主耶稣给我们的奖赏就不一样了。
But the reward that the Lord has for us in heaven, that will be different.
但是保罗他并没有停在说，单单是有公义的冠冕给保罗而已嘛。
But he did not stop at that and say that the crown of righteousness is for Paul alone.
因为圣灵透过保罗又讲了一句非常鼓励我们的话。
It's through the mouth of Paul.The Spirit tells us of one thing even more important.
就是说，按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，而且不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人嘛。
Well, here it says that according to the righteous judge, it will be a reward to both Paul, and not only to Paul, but also to all who have longed for Jesus appearing.
我希望你是一个爱慕耶稣，而且是盼望耶稣再来的人。
I hope that you are one who love the Lord Jesus and looking forward to His appearing.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这一个不一样的复活节的时候。
In this slightly different kind of Easter Sunday.
让我们学习像保罗一样。
Let us all learn to be like Paul.
把我们的生命完全摆上。
That we commit our entire life.
求主来使用我们成为别人的祝福。
And ask the Lord to use us as a channel of blessings to others.
让这个可怕的病毒在神的手中却变成化妆的祝福。
May this terrible disease, this coronavirus, become a blessing in disguise in the Lord.
因为这个苦难也刺激我们，或者说激励我们更加的爱主爱人。
That this pandemic disease will move us toward more loving the Lord more and loving others more.
今天的题目是苦难中的盼望。
The message today is hope in the midst of suffering.
盼望的答案就是复活的主耶稣。
And the answer to that hope is the resurrected Lord.
两个重点。
Two important points here.
今生有力量，永生有奖赏。
Strength in the present and glory in eternity.
好不好？我们再读一遍好吗？
Let's read that again.
今生有力量，永生有奖赏。
Strength in the present and glory in eternity.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us bow and pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
我们在这个时候特别为许多的医生、护士、很多的医疗人员祷告。
We especially pray for those doctors and nurses in the front line.
求主保守他们身心灵的平安与健康。
Please protect them and render them with good health.
我们也为很多的病人正在等待医治来祷告。
We continue to pray for those who are sick and waiting for treatment.
我们求你来医治他们，求你来帮助他们。
Please come and heal them and help them.
我们也特别为那些已经去世的那些家属那些小朋友来祷告。
We continue also to pray for the family and the children of those who have been left behind.
短短一两个月时间，美国已经有20,000人失去了他们的生命。
In a short period of 2 weeks, there are more than 20,000 Americans who have lost their loved ones.
主，我们再一次在你面前悔改。
We come before you and we ask, we seek repentance.
我们就求你纪念你自己的恩典。
We pray that you will remember that you will keep your promise.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
求你医治我们。
Heal us.
也求你来复兴我们。
And please come and revive us.
因为我们知道你回来的日子越来越近了。
For we know that your return will be very soon.
真的是帮助我们趁着白日多做主工。
And this will urge us to do more for you when there's time.
因为黑夜将到，就没有人能做。
For when darkness comes, nothing will be able to be done.
天父，我们谢谢你的提醒。
Lord, we thank you for your reminder.
祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.